Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can you speak the language of money, or are you one acronym short of an investment picnic? Too often, financial jargon prevents us from making the most of our money, but this podcast from the Financial Times is designed to make you smarter and hopefully richer in just 5 minutes. Welcome to the 5-Minute Investor from Money Clinic. I'm Claire Barrett, the FT's consumer editor, and I'll be teaching you what you need to know about key investment terms in the time it takes to make a cup of coffee. Each week, we take one investment term selected by our listeners and challenge a top investment commentator to defang the financial jargon in just 5 minutes. Joining me this week in the studio is markets columnist and fellow podcaster Katie Martin, who you may recognise as one of the hosts of Unhedged. Welcome, Katie.
Nice to see you.
Now, the topic that I want to quiz you on today, with no deviation, repetition or hesitation, is the Magnificent Seven. Now, to start off with, could you give us your 5-second definition?
These are seven of the biggest stocks in the US that have been driving returns over the past year or so.
Okay, as I set the timer, please tell us more about what is or who are the Magnificent Seven, starting now.
So these seven stocks are Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Tesla, Meta, and the Mac daddy of them all, Nvidia.
And that makes seven, but what makes them so magnificent?
So they just got to the point where they were growing so fast, and particularly with the injection of AI, this artificial intelligence boom that massively supports stocks like Nvidia, but also the others that I mentioned. They grew so large that they accounted for something like a quarter of the entire market capitalization of the S&P 500. These are monster stocks, and so little moves higher or lower in any of them can have a really big impact on the index as a whole and on your portfolio and mine.
How did this term Magnificent Seven come about?
Markets love a nickname. It's kind of silly. But in this case, you know, the great brains out there noticed there were seven of them and they thought, Magnificent Seven. This is just like the famous Western movie of the 1960s. Pedants will point out that, of course, there was an original Japanese film, which is, of course, true. But nonetheless, it's the Western that everyone thinks of. The really important thing to remember about the Magnificent Seven, as David Costin from Goldman Sachs has pointed out, is that by the end of the film, four of the seven are dead.
Well, I was going to ask, are these seven all equally magnificent?
They are not equally magnificent. Nvidia is incredibly magnificent. That stock has been having an absolutely bombastic run, and the company's got the earnings to prove that it's worth it. So, you know, investors are paying a lot for these shares, but the earnings are there. The company is just a runaway success right now. Look at Tesla, not having a great start to 2024. The stocks there are actually doing quite badly. So they're not all created equal. And there are actually some stocks now that have overtaken the likes of Tesla to become a bigger slice of the S&P 500. Nonetheless, this is a kind of grouping that have got this core characteristic of being very tech heavy that means that they kind of cling together.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do investors love the Magnificent Seven?
They love them because of AI, because of artificial intelligence, and because investors think not only is AI obviously a huge boost to the earnings of Nvidia and Microsoft and some of the others in that crowd, but also that they can use AI to become much more efficient and grab ever greater market shares of the markets that they're in. So the big question is whether the rest of the market catches up to these stocks or whether they just keep going. We have this Magnificent Seven exceptionalism that is just pulling them away from the rest of the market right now. And they've turned out to be a great bet for anyone who had them on.
Mm. How likely are we to have them in our investment portfolios?
You are very likely to have at least a slice of them in your portfolio. If you have any exposure to the S&P 500, then the S&P 500, the biggest index on the planet, is dominated by these names.
So even global indexes.
Even the global indices, right? You look at something like MSCI World, that skews very heavily to the US, which skews very heavily into these stocks. So everyone owns a little bit of them.
Why should investors also be wary of the Mag 7?
So the great thing about concentration risk, if it's all going your way, is that you make a lot of money. But just imagine a scenario where something goes wrong with NVIDIA. I mean, right now the market can't see what that is, but if there's something regulatory, something commercial, some sort of competition that comes out of the woodwork, then a big hit to any of these stocks could be meaningful for the overall index and for everybody's investments. Like I say, Tesla's come off quite hard so far in 2024, so it does cut both ways, and these sorts of levels of concentration do come and go. So it's really worth keeping an eye on how they perform. But right now, it's all pulling in the right direction.
How are the Magnificent Seven different from the FANG stocks that we used to talk about?
Mostly because they've got a few names that have fallen in and a few names that have fallen out of favour. Like I say, like markets just love sticking silly acronyms and names onto things as a way to help you understand them. But it's, you know, they're obviously extremely overlapping. At one point, the FANGs, which are, you know, Facebook was the F. It took on new members, it lost members. It's a bit like the Sugar Babes, if you remember that band. But it's all about the Magnificent Seven.
Well, the sound of that timer means, Katie, that your 5 minutes are up. Thank you for explaining the Magnificent Seven to our listeners with no deviation, repetition, or hesitation. We firmly believe on Money Clinic that there are no stupid questions. The only stupid thing would be not to ask one if there's something you don't understand. So if there's an investment term, a piece of jargon, a phrase you've heard that's baffling you, and you'd like me to unpack it in the studio with an expert, then get in touch with us. Our email address is money@ft.com, or you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at Claire B. Brand new Money Clinic episodes will be coming soon, and if you can't wait until then, have a browse through our back catalogue where you can find hundreds of episodes or click on my suggestions in today's show notes. Finally, the 5-Minute Investor is a general discussion around financial topics and does not constitute an investment recommendation or individual financial advice. For that, you'll need to find an independent financial advisor. Tune in next week for another 5-Minute Investor. Goodbye!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.